我们看回来创世纪的三十一章。
Let's turn back and look at Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
因为雅各看到拉班跟他的儿子对他的脸色越来越不好了。
Because Jacob saw that Laban and his sons, their countenance fell before him.
因为虽然他带给他们，带给这个家庭很多的福气，但是后来雅各越来越昌盛。
And even though Jacob has brought this family much blessings, but
所以雅各拉班的他的儿子就觉得说，好像雅各把他们家的所有都夺去了。
And Laban and his sons felt that Jacob was taking away all they had.
所以雅各对拉班的气色就不像以前了。
And so Laban's countenance fell before Jacob.
在传道书第三章里面谈到凡事有时啊。
And so in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 it says there's a time for everything.
好，怀抱有时啊，不怀抱有时。
There's a time to
怀抱
to hold and a time
啊。拉班刚刚这个雅各刚刚来的时候，拉班觉得说这是他的外甥啊，他妹妹的儿子啊，所以很亲热，就跟他拥抱亲嘴。
And when Jacob first came to Laban, since Jacob was the son of Laban's sister, he greeted him very warmly.
20 years 以后啊，雅各得到他很多东西。
And 20 years later, Jacob has received much from him.
所以拉班就开始有点不太舒服啦，脸色不太对啦，不拥抱啦。
And so Laban felt a little uneasy, and his countenance fell.
所以雅各就想说，我应当回去了。
And so Jacob thought, well, it's time for me to return home.
那就叫人去把利亚跟拉结叫来。
And so he told the servants to bring Leah and Rachel.
他说啊，我看你们父亲啊，现在对我脸色不像以前了。
He says that I see your father's countenance that is not favorable toward me as before.
我尽力来服侍他。
But I will try my best to serve him.
但是他十次改了我的工价。
But I have tried my best to serve him, but he has changed my wages 10 times.
但是神不容许他害我。
But God did not allow him to hurt me.
所以他说，如果约定说有点的归我做工价，结果羊群生的都是有点的。
So if he says thus, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled.
如果说有纹的归我做工价，结果生出来通通有纹的。
And if he said thus, the streaked shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked.
所以神把你们父亲的牲畜就夺来给我了。
So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me.
所以本来雅各好像他很聪明啊，会用一些方法啊来得到一些羊群。
So Jacob, he was very clever. He used several techniques to obtain the flock.
在这里他事实上他知道说，这不是靠他自己有办法。
But he knows that it is not through his own ways, but rather through God.
而是神把一些羊群啊来赐给他。
But it is rather God that brought the flocks to him.
还有神曾经在异象当中啊，在异梦当中启示他。
Because God once revealed to him in a dream, in a vision.
后来拉结跟利亚就说，对啊，我们的爸爸好像把我们卖掉一样。
And Leah and Rachel replied, our father is like selling us.
把我们当作外人，又夺了我们的价值。
He has considered us strangers and he has consumed everything that we have.
所以雅各说他要回去，他们就说对呀、跟着他们要走了，要回去了。
And so they agreed with Jacob to go home with him.
这个雅各跟他的家人商量好以后，这个半夜就逃走了。
And after Jacob discussed with his household, they left in the evening.
那个时候拉班刚好在剪羊毛，在别的地方。
And at that time, Laban was tending the sheep.
经过了三天以后，他们知道了以后就，拉班就带着一批人就追了。
And after 3 days, they found out that they had fled, so he took some men and went to look after them.
后来就被追上了。
And they caught up to them.
拉班对雅各说啊，本来我有能力可以害你啊，你怎么可以偷偷跑掉？连我跟我的女儿啊，这些孩子啊，惜别的机会都没有。
And Laban told him, "Why did you flee away from me secretly and steal away from me and did not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs."
我本来可以害你的，但是啊，因为昨天晚上啊，神指示我说不可以跟雅各说好说歹。
He says, "I could have harmed you originally, but God revealed to me that I shouldn't."
啊，但是你们走的时候，为什么把我的神像偷走
？But when you fled, why did you steal my idol?
啊，因为雅各不晓得拉贼啊逃跑的时候啊。偷偷把他父亲的神像也带走。
Because Jacob did not realize that during their escape, Rachel took one of the idols.
啊，可见那个时候拉贼他们还有一些拜偶像的观念在哈。
So we can see that during that time, Rachel still had the concept of worshiping idols.
啊，这个雅各就说你找啊，你如果能够说出来。
So Jacob says, "Why don't you take a look and see if you can find it?"
啊，这个找来找去找帐篷找不到。
And he searched throughout the tent and he could not find it.
啊，因为拉贼啊，把它藏起来，放在那个骆驼的地方，结果他就坐在上面。
Because Rachel had hid it on the camel and she was sitting over it.
啊，后来因为找不到了，所以雅各就对拉班发怒。
And because they could not find it, Laban could not find it, Jacob aroused his anger against him.
他说：“我到底犯了什么罪啊？你这样来追我。”
He says, "What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued me?"
我在你家二十年了，给你做苦工。
He says that these 20 years I have been with you.
啊，很辛苦啊，白日受尽干热，夜晚受尽寒霜。
He says, "I've worked for you day and night. During the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night."
啊。为着看守羊群牛群啊，啊，结果那些掉胎的我都没有来找你，都是我自己补上。
And he says, "I have looked after your flock, your sheep, and your cattle, and whatever was missing, I replaced them myself."
我虽然这样忠心服侍你啊，但是呢，你还是一直的改变我的工价十次。
And even though I have faithfully served you, you have changed my wages 10 times.
好，所以雅各那个时候有点把他真心中的委屈呀、啊，他就讲出来。
So at the time Jacob expressed his discontent in his heart.
不过拉班对他说、啊：“这个女儿是我的啊，这个孙子这都有都是我的啊。
”But Laban answered him that these daughters are mine and these children are my children.
其实羊群牛群啊，这本来也都是我的啊。
And these flock originally belonged to me as well.
啊，那不如我们哦，彼此立约了，啊。所以他们就立了石头一个石堆，说以后你们不可以过这个地方来害我，我也不过去害你们。
And so he says, "How about we set up a covenant, make a covenant?" And so they put a stone and set it up as a pillar that they cannot cross either side.
他又对雅各说啊，你如果以后，以后啊，你要好好善待我的女儿呢。
And he also instructed Jacob that he must treat his daughters well.
啊，不可以在他们之外啊，另外娶妻。
He cannot marry outside.
啊，所以本来拉班追来了，雅各可能啊有点害怕，但是呢，后来还是和睦的这样解决了这个问题哈。
So originally, when Laban was pursuing after Jacob, Jacob may have been afraid, but in the end, the outcome was harmonious.
所以他们就彼此立约以后。阿拉班他们就回去了。
And so they made a covenant, and then Laban and his men went back home.
雅各就带着一批人呢、啊，继续的上路。
And Jacob continued with his men.
那接下来啊，就是面对他哥哥的问题。
And the next challenge he had to face was encountering his brother.
因为二十年前呢、啊，哥哥发誓要杀他，他才跑到舅家来的。
Because 20 years ago, his brother had vowed to kill him, and that's why he escaped to his uncle's house.
那、啊、现在怎么跟他的哥哥见面呢
？So how can he face his brother today?
啊。哥哥如果还在怀恨呢、啊，可能他就逃不掉了。
If his brother still had hatred towards him, there was no way he could escape.
所以雅各就先派了一些人呢、啊，到西尔山去见他的哥哥。
And so Jacob sent some men onto the land of Seir to meet Esau.
啊，对他哥哥说、啊：“你的弟弟Esau，雅各回来了。
”He says he told Esau that your brother Jacob has returned.
啊。啊、结果后来他听说啊，以扫带了400个人过来。
And Jacob heard that Esau was had 400 men with him.
啊，到底这些人四百个人来啊、哦，大概来者不善呐、啊，所以雅各就更加害怕。
And so Jacob became even more afraid because he did not know the intentions of these 400.
他就一直在想我该怎么办呢？我哥哥带了400个人来。
So he worried and thought, "What should I do? My brother is bringing 400 people.
可能要来跟他算账。
He's probably taking vengeance upon me."
所以雅各很害怕啊，他就啊先把他的牲畜啊分作两大队。
And so Jacob was afraid, so he split up his household into two companies.
啊，跪下去就先祷告神。
And then he knelt down and prayed to God.
说神啊，你曾经应许说要让我能够啊昌盛。
He says, God, you have once promised me that I will be victorious.
啊，我实在是不配的，我就拿一根拐杖啊。过河
He says, I'm not worthy. I have crossed over this Jordan with my staff.
但是你看现在啊，你由于你赐福给我，我现在变成两大队了。
But because of your blessings, I have become two companies.
所以求你能够救我脱离我哥哥的手。
So I pray that you will deliver me from the hand of my brother.
因为我怕他如果追杀过来的话，不只是我啊，这些儿女啊。全部都要被杀掉了。
For I fear him lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children.
说神啊，你曾经厚待我，你说要让我的后裔好像海边的沙那样多。
He says, for you said I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea.
所以求你能够救救我这样。
So please help me.
所以雅各看到以扫追来啊，他实在心中很害怕。
And so we can see here that Jacob was indeed very fearful of his brother Esau.
结果那一天晚上啊，他就想说要怎么办。
And so that evening he was concocting a plan.
结果他就准备了很多的礼物要给他哥哥。
So he prepared many gifts for his brother.
我们可以算一算哦，他的这些动物总共有几只。
We can count number his livestock.
32章的13节以下。
It's mentioned in chapter 32, verse 12 and after.
公羊，山羊，绵羊，骆驼，驴驹，总共有几只啊？
He had female goats and male goats and ewes and rams and camels.
有没有人算过？
Has anybody counted them?
山羊就母山羊200，公山羊20，母绵羊200，公绵羊20。
They had 200.
这么多啊！
They had many, many livestock.
总共大概是580只啊，大大小小。
Had around 580 animals.
580只。
580。
哦，光羊就440只啊。
Just the sheep alone were about 400.
所以他本来空空的呢，一根拐杖，20年以后啊，光礼物就这么多啊，580只。
He started off empty with just a staff, and 20 years later he had 580.Livestock.
当然，除了这个以外啊，另外他还有留下他自己的了。
And besides these 580, he still left some for himself.
不过他给他哥哥啊，的确很多很多的赔罪的礼物。
But indeed, he gave his brother many gifts in order to redeem himself.
为着要消除哥哥对他的仇恨。
In order to, in attempt to put down his brother's anger for him.
我们来看一下箴言十八章。
Let us read Proverbs 18.
箴言十八章哈。
Proverbs 18.
十八章十九节。
Proverbs 18, verse 19.
说兄弟结怨欠他和好，比攻取坚固的城还难。
It says here that a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle.
本来啊，兄弟是应该有爱的哈，这是在十七章嘛。
And brothers are supposed to love each other. That is mentioned in chapter 17.
看箴言十七章十七节。
Let us turn to Proverbs 17, verse 17.
朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生啊。
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
所以弟兄啊，在一个家庭里面呢、啊，应该是为患难而生的，彼此共患难。
So brothers in a household, they are born for adversity.
啊，在危险患难当中啊，能够保护自己的骨肉，
and、
爱护自己的骨肉。
During times of trouble and danger, they will protect their own flesh and blood.
啊，这才是正常的亲情关系啊。
And this is the normal relationship between brothers.
啊，但是有时候啊，兄弟之间呐、啊，彼此为了一些事情结怨了、啊。
But sometimes brothers contend with each other over some issues.
本来最好的兄弟啊，结果一结怨了以后啊，就很难让他们和好。
What was originally two good brothers, after contention, they become their relationship was broken.
所以要劝他们和好，比攻取坚固的城墙还难。
So to have them be in harmony with each other is even harder than breaking the bars of a castle.
所以雅各为着要得到他哥哥以扫的谅解啊，你看送出了多少礼物。
So we can see how Jacob sent so many gifts in order to receive forgiveness from his brother.
但十八章箴言十八章十六节。
Let's read Proverbs 18 verse 16.
十八章十六节啊。
Proverbs 18 verse 16.
说人的礼物为他开路，可以引到高位的人面前啊。所以有时候礼物也有一些作用啊。
So we can see that gifts do have their purpose.
所以这个雅各知道说用礼物去解他的愁。
So Jacob knew to use gifts for forgiveness.
啊，但是呢，实际上他自己还是不放心。
But in reality, he was still troubled in his heart.
所以，然后就把他的，他首先把他的礼物啊，把它分成好几梯次，好几对啊，叫很多的仆人呐、啊，啊，分批赶，啊，中间隔了很长的距离。
And so he divided the gifts into several different groups and then set them at several distances apart.
然后告诉他们说啊，你们碰到我哥哥的时候啊，就说啊，这是你的弟弟啊，啊，雅各他要送给你的礼物。
And he instructed them that when you see my brother Esau, tell him that these gifts are your servant Jacob's.
啊，对，每一对的那个赶牲畜的人都这样说。
And also tell those behind you as well.
啊，然后再把其他的孩子啊，再分好几队，把使你的孩子放在最前面。
And then divide up the children into different groups and put the children of the bond servant, the bond woman, in front.
啊，再来就是利亚的孩子。
And then Leah and her children.
啊，把那个拉结的孩子啊放在后面。
And place Rachel's children at the very end.
所以雅各啊，很有心机啊，而且哈、哦，他对这个儿女啊，还是有分别的。
And so we can see that Jacob was indeed very worried at the time, and he still knew to divide his children appropriately.
前面的如果啊被杀了啊，后面的还可以逃。
Because he was thinking that if the people in front were killed, then the ones behind them can still have a chance to flee.
所以他跟他的那个最爱的小孩子啊，就躲在最后面。
So he put his most beloved children in the back.
啊，等到送他们过河了以后啊，他又不放心。
But after he delivered them across the river, he was indeed worried again.
所以那一天啊，整个晚上啊，就在那里祷告神。
And so he prayed all night to God.
因为要跟哥哥和好啊，真是很不容易的事情。
Because it was a very difficult task to bring harmony between him and his brother.
啊，就在祷告当中啊，突然间有一个人啊，来跟他摔跤。
And during his prayer, suddenly a man came and wrestled with him.
哇，他也拼命一直摔啊。
And he tried to use all his might to wrestle with this man.
哇、啊、当然那个人是谁他一开始也不知道
and originally,
他就用自己的力量一直摔
and he didn't know who this man was at first and he just struggled with all his might、
啊、那个人看到说、啊、自己没有办法胜过雅各后来就说你让我就对雅各、啊啊、他的大腿窝、啊、给他摸一下结果他就瘸腿了
and when this man found that he could not overcome him he touched his hip socket and his hip shrank
结果他说让我走吧
and he says let me go
雅各说你不给我祝福我就不让你走一直紧紧抓住他
and Jacob says if you will not bless me I will not let you go so he held on to him tightly、
啊、那个人就对他说你叫什么
and that man says what is your name
我叫雅各
he answered him Jacob、
啊、他就说你不要再叫雅各了要叫以色列
he says your name shall no longer be called Jacob but Israel
以色列是神的王子的意思
Israel means the prince of God、
啊他说：“你跟神、跟人较力都得胜了。”
He says, "For you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed."
啊，然后就为雅各来祝福。
And then he blessed Jacob.
啊，雅各说：“啊，我面对面见到神呐、啊，但是我的生命还能够得到保全。”
Jacob says, "For I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved."
所以把那个地方叫做比努伊勒。
So he called the place Peniel.
啊
，Peniel.
所以让我们知道说雅各知道说、啊、来跟他摔跤的是从神来的神跟他摔跤
and so we can see here that Jacob knew the person the man he wrestled with was God
所以好像神借着一个人、啊啊、来跟他摔跤、啊、这个不是一般的人
and through a man God manifested himself to wrestle with him
那个人就是神的显现、哦啊、来跟他摔跤
and this was no ordinary man
那当然，神是全能的神呐、啊，神怎么啊没有办法胜过雅各？神稍微动一下，雅各就没有办法了。
And of course, God is an Almighty God. How could He not prevail over Jacob?
啊，但是为什么雅各啊一直摔啊，这个人没有办法胜他呢
？But how come this man could not prevail over Jacob when they struggled?
神呐、啊，是用着雅各的力量啊来跟他摔跤而已了，不是说真正啊。用神的能力啊来跟他摔跤。
But God only brought himself down to Jacob's level to wrestle with him.
而是要让雅各显出那一种他不好的个性显出来。要改变他。
In order for Jacob to reveal his weaknesses so he could change, improve and change it.
所以我们看到说从这个之前啊雅各都是靠自己的力量。
So we can see that before this incident, Jacob relied on his own
strength. 动脑筋啊，想要抓到什么东西这样。
And he used his own thoughts.
啊，当然他也得到很多东西，没有错的。
And of course, he received much.
但是神要给他束缚啊，他这一种的个性啊，必须要拿掉。
But in order for God to bless him, he must not have this mindset.
啊，叫他不要再继续用自己的力量去抓了。
God didn't want him to use his own strength anymore.
啊，所以。神要把他错误的个性把他显出来，啊，来改变他。
So God wanted to reveal his incorrect weaknesses and to change it.
所以其实一开始摔跤的时候，神都等于说让他好像大人让小孩子一样嘛。
And so in the beginning, when God was wrestling with him, it was just like an adult and a baby.
啊，正传道在讲道的时候谈到说他跟他儿子玩。
When Pastor Zheng was preaching, he says that he was playing with his son.
啊，他儿子啊，他有时候跟他玩啊。如果你，因为你要知道说那个小孩子的力量很小嘛，哈。
And you must understand that the little child's strength is very.
所以你不能够用很大的力量对付他。
The little child does not have much strength, so you cannot
use much against him. 小孩子啊，就好像很有力啊，很勇敢哇啊，就比好像用枪把他爸爸。一打啊，结果他就装着倒在那里。
And so the son was play fighting with his father and used a make-believe gun and shot his father, and his father fell over.
哇！结果他儿子认为说，哦，他得胜了，爸爸被他打在这地上了，他就很高兴。
And his son thought that he indeed won over his father.
他说：“做父亲的人啊，跟小孩子玩是这样，你要用小孩子的能力啊来跟他玩呐。”
So that is how you play with a little kid. You must bring yourself down to his level and his strength.
啊，并且要常常让他，让他高兴一下。
And you must also let him a little so he can be happy.
啊，你如果用你大人的能力啊，那小孩子玩起来就没有兴趣了。
And if you use your adult strength, then that kid will not be very happy.
啊，所以神对雅各啊，跟他摔跤也是一样。
And so likewise is God when he wrestled with Jacob.
哎，他如果用他全能的神啊。他根本不要动作啊，讲一句话，雅各就倒在那里了。
If God truly used his might, he would not even have to do anything, and Jacob would fall over.
啊，但是神就借着一个人在那边跟他摔跤。
But through a man, God wrestled with Jacob.
哇，让雅各觉得说，哦，你看我摔的摔赢了。
So that Jacob would think that he had prevailed.
那其实呢，神跟他们一摸啊，那就切腿了。
But actually, God just touched his hip socket and his muscle shrank.
让他知道说，他靠自己这样啊，蛮力没有用。
In order to remind him that he cannot win by his brute force.
那他本来可能啊，雅各想说，我都已经安排好了。
And Jacob perhaps originally had already.
所以前面被杀被抓了啊，我最后我还可以逃。
And so the people in front that were killed and injured, I could, the people in the back could still escape.
啊，现在被摸了，腿切掉了，你逃到哪里去啊
？But now that my hip muscle has shrank, where can Jacob run off to?
所以那个时候他改变了，我靠自己没有办法了。
So that was the turning point of Jacob. He could no longer rely on himself.
所以他就抓住神了。
And so he held on tightly to God.
所以你要给我祝福，你不祝给我祝福的话。我没有办法，你一定要给我祝福，
he says,
不然我不让你走。
You must bless me, or else I won't let you go.
所以他紧紧抓住神呐、啊。
So he held on tightly to God.
不再靠自己了。
He will no longer rely on himself.
这就是他的得胜。
And this was his victory.
哦，所以不是靠他的蛮力呀、啊、来得胜， was, 而是能够紧紧抓住神啊，不要再靠自己。
It was not through his own brute force that he achieved victory, but rather he relied on God.
啊，所以。借着这一次的祷告以后啊，后来以扫来了。
And so after this prayer, Esau appeared.
啊， 他们可以跟雅各啊非常和睦的相见。
And they met together very harmoniously.
所以以扫带着四百个人来。
And so Esau came with 400 men.
啊，这个雅各就过去啊，连连七次在地上匍匐在地哦，啊，然后才接近他哥哥。
And so Jacob came drew near to his brother.
啊，然后叫他的一些小孩子啊，啊，都来见这个以扫啊，啊，跟这个伯父请安啊。
And then he asked his children. He requested that all his children go and greet Esau.
以扫就问说啊，这些到底从哪里来呢？这是神赐给我的了。
And Esau asked him, "Where do these people come from?" And Jacob answered, saying, "God has given me."
啊，我所遇到的这些牲畜这么多啊，这是什么？这是什么的
？And what are these flocks that I have encountered?
雅各说，这是在我啊我主面前啊蒙恩的啦。
And Jacob says, "This is the blessings from my God."
啊，以扫说啊，兄弟啊。我已经很多了，你还是拿回去吧。
And Esau says, "Brother, I already have plenty. Just take it back."
但是雅各还是一直求他。后来以扫说，好了好了，那我就接受了。
But Jacob kept on insisting, and so Esau took it.
啊，本来以扫说啊，那我就派几个人呢、啊，啊，带着你们啊，来到这个西尔山的地方去。
And Esau says, "Let me leave you with some people, to find your way to Seir."
啊，雅各说的很好听哦。
And Jacob said it very friendly.
他说啊，你知道这个孩子很小啊，啊牛羊啊有很多都在乳养，啊如果一直追赶的话，可能都会死掉了。
And Jacob said to him, "My lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me, and if the men should drive them apart."
我要按着小孩子还有禽畜的力量。慢慢走到西尔山我的主那里。
And so he says, "I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me and the children are able to endure."
其实他能够跟以扫啊见个面啊，那就已经很不错了。
Just to meet Esau face to face was already enough.
他根本没有想到到西尔山那里去。
He did not even imagine to go with Esau to Seir.
所以主是应付一下了，他希望说以扫赶快走。
And so he kind of just fronted it and hope that Esau left.
啊，这个雅各啊，后来没有到西尔山，也没有回到伯特利。
And Jacob, he didn't go to Seir, nor did he return to Bethel.
他跑到了示剑的地方。
He went into Shechem.
啊，这个在那里啊，买了一块地啊，在那里啊，盖帐篷啊，啊，就住在那里。
And there he bought a parcel of land, and he pitched a tent and lived there.
所以神本来叫他说，你要回去，你回到伯特利那里。你曾经在那里许愿。
So God says you should return to your original land in Bethel.
那事实上，雅各回去以后啊，就到了示剑，看到那边呢、啊，可能还不错的地方啊，啊，就准备住在那里。
But on his way back, Jacob perhaps saw the land of Shechem and that it was good, and so he dwelt there.
啊，结果发生了34章的事情。
And then the events in chapter 34 took place.
雅各的唯一的女儿叫做迪拿。
And Jacob had one daughter named Dinah.
啊，年轻女孩子啊，很好奇呀、啊，啊，来到一个新的地方，就说我要出去看看当地的女子。
And since she was young, she was very curious, and so she wanted to go out and see the land.
所以有时候到一个新的陌生的地方啊，环境都不熟悉呀、啊，有时候有些危险呢、啊。
So sometimes when we're not in a familiar environment, it may be dangerous.
啊，这个有一个当地人啊，这个事件啊。啊、看到哇，这个女孩子，这个就捂住她，跟她行淫。
And then there was a man of Shechem, Shechem defiled her.
对，迪拿就被捂住了。
And so Dinah was defiled.
啊，事件呢、啊，因为很喜欢这个女孩子，所以跟她的父亲讲，啊，希望说把这个女孩子娶来做妻子。
And because Shechem loved this girl Dinah, pleaded with his father that he may marry her.
所以雅各啊，知道这个事情以后啊，他就等他的儿子回来。
So when Jacob heard of this news, he waited until his sons returned.
啊，结果事件人啊，就来跟雅各跟他的儿子商量啊，说是不是可以把迪拿嫁给那个事件啊。
And so Shechem and his men came and negotiated with Jacob and his sons to see if they could take her daughter's hand in marriage.
什么条件我们都可以答应。
They say we can agree to any condition.
啊，这个雅各的两个儿子啊，就是老二跟老三啊，西面跟利未。
And so Jacob's two sons, second and third oldest sons, Simeon and Levi,
他们很气。
And they were very angered.
啊，这个他们就用诡计。
And so they plotted.
说我们不可以把女儿嫁给没有色割礼的人。
They say that we cannot let our sister marry someone who is not circumcised.
说你要娶我的妹妹啊，可以，你们全部的男子通通要色割礼。
So you can marry our sister on one condition, that all the men in the city must have circumcised.
对世间他们来讲，觉得说啊，这个容易容易。
And to Shechem and his men, they felt that this was an easy task.
所以他们就答应了。
So they agreed to it.
啊，然后世间就去跟他们当族的人讲。
And so Shechem went and to the men of the city and told them.
啊，说啊，啊，他们要求我们啊，所有的男主都受割礼。
And they say that they requested that all the men in the city be circumcised.
啊，我们如果受割礼的话，我们跟他们就成为一样的民族了。
And if we are circumcised, then we can become one nation with them.
啊，我们可以把我们的孩子嫁给他们，啊，他们的女孩子也可以。他们的孩子也可以娶我们的女儿了。
And then we can intermarry with each other.
啊，将来啊，他们的财产啊，通通变成我们的了。
And then their possessions will become ours and ours.
所以世间人啊，他们也有他们的一些心计啊。
And so the people of Shechem have their own motives as well.
所以他们就答应了，全部男丁受割礼。
So they agreed, and all the men of the city were circumcised.
啊，就他们受割礼的时候啊。西面跟利未两个人啊，就带着刀剑啊，进到他们当中啊，把所有的男丁统统杀掉。
And after the third day of circumcision, when they were still in pain, Simeon and Levi went in and killed all the men in the city.
把他们的孩子、妇女啊，统统还有财产统统夺来。
And they took the women, children, and all the possessions they had.
哦，雅各知道了以后很难过啊，说你们两个啊，让我在这个地方啊，啊，有了臭名啊。
And Jacob, when he found out, he says, "You two have caused me to have a bad name in this place."
我们人这么少啊，迦南人如果杀过来的话，我们可能全部都被灭绝了。
We have but a few men, and if the Canaanites found out about this, they can destroy us all.
啊，这是在事件所发生的事情。
And these are the events that happened in Shechem.
因为雅各啊，喜宴迟延不还，啊，所以遭遇到了这个不幸的事件。
Because Jacob did not follow his request from God, so this event occurred.
啊，然后神就对他说：“你起来，你回到伯特利那里去。”
And so God told Jacob, "Arise and return to Bethel."
你曾经啊，在那里筑过坛。
You have made an altar there before.
啊，你在那里许过愿。
And you have also made a wish there.
所以你要回到伯特利那里，在那里还愿啊，在那里献祭。
And so you must return to Bethel and offer a sacrifice.
啊，后来这个。雅各啊，才带着全家人呐、啊，啊，回到这个伯特利的地方啊，在那里。
And then Jacob took his household and returned to Bethel.
在那里献祭还愿。
And there they offered sacrifice.
啊，这是35章结束啊，啊，36章是记在以扫的祖孙。
And that was the end of chapter 35. Chapter 36 records the genealogy of Esau.
啊，他们回到了迦南地以后啊，啊，就接下去就是约瑟的故事了。
And after the return to Canaan, Joseph's story takes place later.
不过三十七章的地方啊，也是讲到雅各的祭类哈，雅各的事迹，还是说这是雅各的事迹。
And chapter 7 it still records the history of Jacob.
啊，他们在迦南地聚居所发生的事情。
And the events that took place in the land of Canaan.
啊，主要是谈到约瑟。啊，雅各啊，特别爱约瑟，胜过他其他的兄弟。
And it specifically mentioned that Jacob loved Joseph more than the other brothers.
当然有几个原因啦、啊，约瑟比其他的人呐、啊，啊，更乖啊。
And the reason was that Joseph was more obedient than the other brothers.
而且是他所爱的雅各所爱的妻子拉结所生的。
And also Joseph was born to Jacob's beloved wife, Rachel.
啊，因为拉结后来离世了。
And Rachel later on passed away.
约瑟是他晚年所生的。
And Joseph was begotten at an old age, at Rachel's old age.
在雅各年老的时候所生的。
At Jacob's old age.
啊，所以约瑟啊，能够得到父亲的爱啊， 特别的爱有很多的因素啦。
So there are many reasons why Jacob favored Joseph.
啊，因为雅各对约瑟特别的偏爱哈，啊，结果引起了其他的兄弟的反感嫉妒。
And because of Jacob's favoritism towards Joseph, it aroused the anger amongst the other sons.
说不跟他说和睦的话。
And so they would not speak peacefully with Joseph.
啊，所以后来他们趁着耶稣去探望哥哥的时候啊，就把他卖掉了。
And so they took the opportunity when Joseph was visiting his brothers to sell him off.
啊，把那一件彩衣啊，啊，把它撕掉，啊，染上羊的血，啊，带回去给父亲看。
And they took the colored tunic and dipped it in lamb's blood and returned it to their father.
说你看看，这是不是你儿子啊，耶稣的彩衣啊
？They say, look, isn't this the tunic of your son Joseph?
雅各一看啊，就大哭了。我的儿子啊，被野兽吃掉了。
And when Jacob found out, he cried bitterly and said, "My son has been devoured by
beasts."
所以
家人起来跟他安慰啊，但是他都没有办法受安慰。
And so they tried to comfort him, but he was not to be comforted.
因为耶稣的确是他最爱的，也是他晚年啊最大的一种期望。
Because Joseph was his most beloved and whom he had the most hope in.
但是没想到啊，一下子啊，耶稣就不见了。
And unexpectedly, Joseph disappeared.
啊，原来是他的儿子骗他了，说被野兽吃掉了。
But actually, it was his sons that deceived him.
其实是把他们把他卖到埃及去。
They actually sold him off into Egypt.
啊，这个三十八章特别记载一个，这是插进来的一段呢。
And chapter 38 is just an insertion.
啊，不过从这一段我们可以看到两方面的事情。
But from this passage, we can see two different events.
一个就是为什么神要让以色列民去寄居在埃及地。
One was the reason why God wanted the Israelites to dwell in Egypt.
因为你看以后大了，他们家族啊都跟迦南人呐结婚呐。
Because we see that the family of Judah, they intermingled and married with the Canaanites.
我们看到说，如果这样下去的话，整个以色列人呐，亚伯拉罕的祖孙都会被同化掉。
And we see that if this were to continue, then Abraham and his descendants would be conformed.
尤其在迦南地的风俗啊，的确不是很好。
Especially since the customs of the and traditions of the Canaanites were not very good.
啊，另外一方面呢，就看到说这个犹大的媳妇啊，他嘛。
And we can also see another aspect in which Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, because her husband died.
啊，所以另外犹大另外一个儿子啊，啊就娶她啊做妻子。
And so Judah's other son took her as a wife.
但是这个第二个儿子不愿意为哥哥留后代，所以后来死掉了。
And since this son did not want to raise an heir to his brother, he died as well.
他嘛一直盼望能够从犹大的祖孙当中啊，啊来生养儿女。
And Tamar wished and hoped to have a descendant through the Judah's household.
因为这是犹太人他们当时的最大的盼望。
Because that was the greatest hope of the Israelites at the time.
因为神曾应许说，你们的后裔要击打蛇的头啊，你们的后裔要出救主。
Because God has once said that you shall strike the serpent's head and he shall bruise your heel.
啊，但是这个他嘛等不到机会啊。
But Tamar could not find a good opportunity.
所以他就假装做妓女啊，就跟犹大发生关系啊，借着他怀孕。
And so she wrapped herself up to be a harlot, and through then she conceived from Judah.
有人告诉犹大说：“你的妻子、你的媳妇啊，做妓女啊，啊去啊，也怀孕了。”
And someone informed Judah that his daughter-in-law had become a harlot and was pregnant.
犹大就说、啊：“要把她抓出来，把她烧掉。”
And Judah says he was going to retain her and burn her.
啊，他嘛就把那个印啊、拐杖啊，啊就拿出来。
And so Tamar took out the staff and the.
说你认认看这是谁的，我就是从他身上啊怀孕的。
She says that if you can recognize who these belong to, I am pregnant with his son.
因为这都是犹大的。
And these belong to Judah.
那所以犹大就讲了一句话说，他比我有益。
And so Judah says she is more honorable than I.
啊，所以我们看到说，这个他嘛，做这一件事情，他不是出于淫乱的动机了。
And so we can see that Tamar did not do this out of immoral motive.
他为着要让他的先生啊留后代。
She wanted her husband to have an heir.
啊，能够不要，因为当时他们有这样的风俗，不要让先生的那个名声啊被涂抹掉。
Because they had a custom at this time that they did not want to defame the reputation of the husband. And that is why Judah says that she is more honorable. And so Tamar conceived a set of twins. And Judah's descendants became a strong nation. And the Savior came out of the descendants, the lineage of Judah. So using our own concepts, we cannot understand it.
但是我们知道说啊，这有一些属灵的教训在里面，啊，主要是强调这个他玛有意。
And we can see that there are many spiritual teachings that lie inside this story, which is that Tamar was righteous.
啊，这个约瑟被卖到埃及以后啊
，And after Joseph was sold to Egypt,
啊，结果他就在那里，啊，受苦了13年。
And he labored and toiled for 13 years.
后来成为埃及全国的宰相。
And later on, he became prime minister of Egypt.
详细的经过我们晚上再来谈。
And we'll go into details later on tonight.
啊，当时因为埃及啊，啊，因为遍地大饥荒。
And at the time, because the surrounding lands were in famine.
啊，唯有埃及地啊有粮食。
And only the land of Egypt had food.
所以雅各就叫他的儿子到埃及去买粮食。
So Jacob instructed his sons to go into the land of Egypt to purchase food.
啊，结果第二次去的时候啊，约瑟才跟他的哥哥们相认。
And the second time they went, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers.
啊，然后告诉他的哥哥说要把爸爸啊，把全家人通通带到埃及去。
And then Joseph told his brothers that he will take his whole family into the land of Egypt.
所以我们看跳过来看46章。
So let's jump to chapter 46.
创世纪的46章
Genesis 46
46章以后啊，这是雅各最后啊信心的完全的一个时代。
Chapter 46 and onwards, we can see that Jacob's faith was very near perfection.
所以他就先到别示巴，雅各说啊，既然我的儿子约瑟还在，我要趁着未时已先呐、啊，要去见他一面。这45章的最后一节。
And the end of chapter 45, it says that Jacob says that I must go and see Joseph before I die.
啊，然后他就先到别示巴那边向神献祭。
And so he went to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to God.
神对他说：“雅各，雅各，我在。”啊，他说：“我在这里。”
And God said, "Jacob, Jacob," and he answered, "Here I am."
神说：“我是神，是你父亲的神，你不要害怕，我要跟你一起下埃及。”
God, he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make you,
make of you a great nation there.
I will make of you a great nation there.
啊，然后把我再把他们带上来。
And then I will bring them up.
啊，约瑟会为你送终啊，就是说你年老的时候，你的儿子约瑟会为你做安葬的事情。
And he says, Joseph will bury you.
所以雅各就带着全家，啊，下到埃及去了。
And so Jacob brought his entire family down to Egypt.
他们来到了埃及以后啊，啊，这个约瑟就求法老王让他们住在歌珊地。
And after they went into the land of Egypt, Joseph asked Pharaoh to let them dwell in the land of Goshen.
啊，这是很奇妙的。本来歌珊地是最好的地方啊，怎么可能留给外人？
This is a pretty wondrous event. Goshen is a very good land. How will the Egyptians give it to outsiders?
但是因为耶稣对埃及国的贡献相当大。
But because Joseph's contribution was great to the land of Egypt.
所以他要求啊，法老王没有第二句话，就说他们可以住在最好的歌珊地。
And so Pharaoh granted his request to let them stay in the land of Goshen.
因为他们是牧羊的 啊，所以牧羊的职业啊，可以跟埃及人啊就隔离起来。
And because they were shepherds, and shepherds were segregated from the Egyptians.
因为埃及人看不起牧羊人。
Because the Egyptians found the shepherds abominable.
所以以色列人啊，可以在歌珊地啊，在那里慢慢的昌盛起来。
So the Israelites could prosper in the land of Goshen.
我们来看创世纪四十七章的第七节。
Let us read Genesis 47, verse 7.
四十七章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 47, verse 7.
约瑟这领他父亲雅各进去见法老，雅各就给法老祝福啊。
Here Joseph brought his father Jacob before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
啊，法老问雅各说：“你一生多少岁啊？”
And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How old are you?"
雅各说啊。我寄居的日子是130岁，我的一生啊，日子又少又苦，比不上我列祖在世寄居的日子。
Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life."
啊，雅各又跟法老祝福，然后就出去了。
And so Jacob blessed Pharaoh again, and then went out.
我们知道说啊，圣经里面讲，慰问大的比慰那个慰问小的祝福。
And we see from the Bible that the ones that are of the older generation, they bless the younger generation.
讲起来，雅各啊，他只是一个迦南地寄居的牧羊人呐。
And we can see that Jacob is only but a mere shepherd in the land of Canaan.
法老是当时最强盛的国家的王哎。
Pharaoh was the king of the most powerful nation at the time.
但是雅各是神的选民呐。
But because Jacob was God's chosen people.
所以他进到王宫啊，可以跟王祝福。
And so he entered the palace, and he was able to bless the Pharaoh.
表示这个雅各的位分啊，比这个法老王更大。
So we can see that Jacob's status was above Pharaoh's.
那这个可以看到说，这个雅各啊，那个属灵程度、信心呐、啊，相当不错了。
And we can also see that the spiritual level of Joseph was Jacob was very high.
啊，哎，跳过来哈，看四十八章。
Now let us read chapter 48.
四十八章啊，有人跟约瑟说、啊、他爸爸病了。
In chapter 48, someone told informed Joseph that his father was sick.
约瑟就带着两个儿子、啊、去见父亲。
And so Joseph took his two sons to meet his father.
我们看到、哦、约瑟很孝顺。
We can see that Joseph was an obedient son.、
啊、我们今天晚上还详细讲。
And tonight we'll talk more into detail about it.、
啊那个雅各就问说啊，这是谁呢
？And Jacob asked, "Who is this?"
他说，他说这就是神在埃及呀、啊，是给他的儿子。
And he says, "This is the offspring that God has given me in Egypt."
啊，然后雅各就为这两个孩子祝福。
And so Jacob blessed these two sons.
啊，把这两个孩子立作跟他的叔叔伯伯一样哈、哦。啊，将来要一起分产业。
And he set them at the level, at the same level as his the older generation, so that they may inherit the possessions.
所以我们说后来啊，约瑟啊得到两倍的产业啊，因为他两个儿子领分两份。
And so we later on we see that Joseph inherited the got the inheritance twofold because of his two sons.
我们看四十八章的十五节。
Let us read chapter 48, verse 15.
我们有三分钟哈，还有三分钟。四十八章十五节。
Chapter 48, verse 15.
他就给约瑟祝福说啊，愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父亲以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧羊我直到今日的神，就是我脱离一切患难的那个使者，来赐福给这两个童子。
And verse 16.
所以我们看到雅各那个时候他说啊，这位神是我祖父的神，我父亲的神，也是一生牧养我的神呐、啊。
So we see that Jacob says, "This is the God of my fathers, and also the God of me."
啊，所以他凭着神来跟约瑟的两个儿子祝福。
And so through by God, he blessed Joseph's two sons.
啊，让这两个孩子、啊、将来能够跟雅各其他的儿子、啊、一同来得产业。
So that these two children can receive the inheritance along with the other sons.
那、啊、这个四十九章啊，就雅各最后对他所有的儿子的祝福。
And chapter 49 records Jacob's last words to his sons.
他这个祝福当中啊, 很清楚看到说, 未来以色列祖孙, 他们的遭遇。
And we can see from this, these blessings, we can see the future of the Israelites.
所以希伯来书里面说, 雅各晚年的时候是凭着信心啊, 向他的儿子来祝福的。
And so in Hebrews, it records that Jacob, at his latter age, he was by faith.
就是按照他平时的表现, 把未来的福分啊, 祝给他们。
And according to his deeds that he's done, he was able to bless his descendants.
最后啊, 就是按照他所住的福啊, 这样来应验。
And so these things actually happen according to what he blessed.
所以本来刘辩是长子, 但是因为他放纵情义啊, 所以失掉长子的福分。
So Reuben was originally the firstborn, but since he gave in to the lust, so he lost his
firstborn right. And
because Simeon and Levi used instruments of cruelty, they were scattered among the brothers.
所以后来西面住在犹大支派的土地上。
And so Simeon dwelt in the land of Judah.
利未不分产业啊, 他是在, 以色列地当中啊, 得到48座城。
And Levi received 48 cities in the land of Israel.
这个犹大, 犹大所得到的福气很多。
And Judah received many blessings.
因为君王从这个支派出来。
Because the king came from
this lineage.
And the savior came from this lineage.
所以说啊, 他好像小狮子一样啊。
So he is a like he is a lion's whelp.
他有很多的丰富的物产。
And he has many
财产很多啦, 那个粮食很丰富。
And he had abundant possessions.
所以犹大后来所分到的土地最大最美好。
So Judah received the vast amount of land in the best land.
所以按照那个长子的名分啊, 后来分成三部分。
And so according to the firstborn right, they divided it into three parts.
君王的系统啊, 是从犹大出派出来。
The lineage of the king came through Judah.
但是耶稣啊, 他得到两份的产业。
But Joseph received two inheritance.
利未支派啊, 他们是亲近神, 服侍神的工作。
And Levi, they drew near to God and they served God.
所以这个长子的名分啊, 后来分成这三部分。
So the firstborn right was divided into these three sections.